John Farnham there bringing us in this evening on Psychic Choice Radio 1. And we hope he wasn't making too much noise for you. because I've just noticed that the volume was up quite a bit on that one. And maybe we need to adjust that. But who cares? You know, it's a good song anyway. You can always turn your speakers down. Right. So, there are kind of little switches and things in the virtual studio that we can turn up and down by a click of the microphone. But we were having a little pre-chat to our callers before the show started there this evening. A little pre-chat just basically over the struggle that we've been having for a long time, really. Basically, you know, when things go wrong, technical things, they can't be altered. And there is nothing that we can do about technical conditions from this end. And it's been said many times that I am looking at a virtual screen, a virtual studio. We live in the virtual world, yeah? And everything is virtual these days. And all I have is a microphone and a computer screen. Nothing special at all. You know, there are no special buttons and knobs here to make anything work any better. Only Blog Talk Radio themselves can do that. And if Skype or whatever system that we're using to call in isn't working as efficiently as it should, then we're going to have problems. Are they Ken's problems? No. Are they your problems? No. Well, it could be, because you're the listeners, so it's to say you're the ones that's got to put up with it. But so is Ken a listener, because when Ken has a technical problem of any sort, Ken has to listen to it as well. Yeah? So you're not the only one suffering. Yeah? So Ken's behind the microphone, as is my guest this evening, and you're behind the microphone, and all the microphones are jumbled up in the studio, going through a system called Blog Talk Radio. So if I can plug them, they should be able to plug me by now, shouldn't they? You know. But they're not doing it very well at the moment. Anyway, not to worry. On with the show, as they say in show business. We're going to say hello to Kimberly.
Hi, Ken.
I had a good week?
Yeah, it's been an okay week.
Yeah? So,
yeah,
what have you been up to?
Not a whole lot, I guess. Next week I'm going to, or this coming up week, I'm going to start learning the violin.
Oh, well, oh, yeah. That's something that you've always been interested in then, yeah?
No, my youngest son wants to do it, so I thought I'd help teach him by learning myself.
Wow, that is amazing. I love that. I love that when parents actually come together with their kids like that. It's amazing. You know, I started learning language. I started learning Welsh online. I studied Irish for a little while, but I stuck to the Welsh. But I had my grandchildren here the other week, and they were going potty over it. You know, they go, wow, Mom, he knows more than us, and we live in Wales, you know, thinking, whoa, you know, and now my daughter wants to catch up. So by this time next year, we could all be speaking well. It is love to do a show in Wales, yeah, really. Okay. Right. Okay, on to our first call of the evening then, Karen.
Karen. Hello?
Hi, Karen.
Oh, hello.
Hi, how's it going today?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. My question is that I worked for an agency, and I had told them that Friday was going to be my last day, and they didn't take it too well, and I'm just wondering if you see them paying me like they should be next week, if you see that coming along, or
giving you your proper paycheck?
Correct, yes.
Was there some kind of contract between you and your employer?
No. No, okay. I just work with them. But I send them a time card every week.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes, I do feel like they're going to give you it, but it seems like it's going to be smaller than normal for, like, taxes and stuff coming out of it.
Hmm.
It just seems like it's, other stuff is going to be taken out of it. I'm not sure what. It just, I don't know, it doesn't feel like it's all going to...
Yeah, there was a day that we didn't work. There was a day that we didn't work. So it'd only be for 4 days.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense then. Why it wasn't be like a full size check like you're used to?
Right, yes.
Okay, that. Yeah, but other than that, it feels like it should be normal. Besides that missed day.
Okay. And do you see, I had worked with two young girls. One of them was a girl that I had met there who was very friendly. Do you see, they favored them over me. Do you see them staying there longer, or do you see them also leaving?
Okay. What I can feel right now, it seems like they're going to be staying there for a while.
Right.
I don't feel like they're going to be leaving right now.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I had set some databases up for the girl I was helping her. So I was just wondering, because I'm not there to give her, like, advice or help,
like an IT almost?
Yeah, it was a lot of databases that I was helping out. It's like an engineering department, but I was helping her out on how to set up the databases and how to, I was creating like forms for her and stuff like that, just to help her out because she was very inexperienced, very young and inexperienced there.
Yeah, it feels like right now she's going to be staying there. It feels like she'll be all right. Like they might have somebody else take your step into where you were at?
Correct, yes.
So, yeah, it feels like she'll be all right. I don't feel like she's going to struggle. She might struggle a little bit, but not, like, too severely.
Okay. And do you see any additional, well, I have another project starting on Monday, but do you see any other work coming up for me or any other side jobs that I can make some extra money?
Let me at this time, I don't feel like there's going to be an additional job right now.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like a lot of your attention is going to go to that next project you're going to be moving to.
Right, yeah, their hours are intense, yeah.
That's what it feels like to me, like you're going to be concentrating more on that, and you'll be quite busy on that.
Yes.
Like you won't have enough time to have another job on the side.
Correct.
And that's what I feel for that.
Do you think I'll be able to catch up on my bills?
I get a yes, but a slow process is what they said, told me. It was like a slower process.
Okay.
Meaning it might take a while.
Right. It's going to take about 2 weeks or 3 weeks before I get my next check, yeah.
Yes.
That's correct.
But you will catch up on them.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Okay, that's Karen. Now then. Holly, when she disappeared, which means that everybody in the call here has moved up one, temporarily anyway. Holly might come back later. She usually does. Right, so everybody's moved up one until Holly comes back then. Laura.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, are you there?
Yeah, hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Nora, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
So, I just want to know what you might be picking up for me. Anything that's come out, any messages?
Okay. All right. Has there been, like, a shift or a change of routine throughout your day lately?
Yes. This past week, in fact.
Okay. That was the first thing they brought up. Let's see. They say it's kind of like a temporary thing, possibly.
Yeah. I believe so.
Let's see, what else? Possibilities. They say things should go back to normal or relatively normal.
How are they good?
Huh?
That would be good.
Okay.
I'm just thinking if there's any negative things coming down the pike for me that I need to be aware of.
For some reason, they said wide open. I don't understand what they're meaning by that. They're showing me like a kind of like a meadow in the forest, and it's like wide open, and it's like clean and fresh.
I don't know. I want to buy a house somewhere down the road. Maybe that could be it. But I don't know.
To open up more freedom? Or you'll have more freedom?
Can you ask some clarification? On why they're showing you a meadow?
I have no clear. They're just trying to show me that it's open and it's like freedom.
Freedom.
Like it's really peaceful and just relaxing.
Any big changes coming for me down the road that you could see? Any, like a new job or a new relationship, new health, anything like that at all?
Alright, for a job, I got a yes. For a relationship, I got a yes. And then for the home, right now, I got a no.
The relationship, wow, okay, are they giving any idea about when that's coming?
Thank you. Okay. They gave me a rough estimate of within 1 year. It doesn't feel like it's any more than two.
Hmm. Okay. And nothing around that, though? No details around how I'll meet him or anything at all like that? They just gave you a rough estimate of the timeline, but...
Yeah, they're not giving me anything for where. Let's see. No. It's a no. Introduced. You're going to be introduced to him.
So I'm going to be introduced to him. Okay. Well... They don't give you a lot of information, do they?
Sometimes they do a little chat your ears off, and some days it's just like, no, we're not going to, we're just going to shut down.
I wonder why they do that.
Try your patience.
Is it through a friend or through work, maybe? Is it... Am I going to meet him through a colleague or through a friendship, social occasion? Might be work.
Through work. Do you guys, like after a day at work, do you guys like hang out sometimes? Like get together every once in a while and hang out?
No, not really. I think Monday we might go out to eat, but I'm not sure I'm going to go out to eat on Monday, to be honest with you. Might go back.
Is that usually like a bar, restaurant type thing?
We don't usually do that, no. We usually all just go home.
Okay. Yeah, because it seems like seeing like a table at a restaurant or something with a bunch of people sitting around it.
Maybe I'll be at a different company and we'll do that there, because the company where I'm at now, we don't really do that.
Okay.
But you said I was going to, you said yes to new work.
Yeah.
This contract ends in January. So I should hopefully get a new contract or permanent job after that.
Yes, and that will be next year. So that would fit into the timeline of within a year.
Okay, so maybe I'll meet him at the next job that I go to.
Yes, it's feeling more better. That way, the time frame looks like it fits in there. 1 year, yes, to a job, relationship, yes. And then I seen like a group of people at a restaurant just like hanging out. Restaurant.
Okay. That sounds good. Thanks, Kimberly.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Bye, Ken.
Thanks, Laura. Okay. I think what we're going to do, I know Valerie's sitting there writing at the moment, but Valerie, I'm going to ask you to sit tight for a moment, because take a little break. And the reason we're going to take a break is that we're at 1:30, which means that we've got an hour and 30 minutes left of the show to go. And there's nobody here again, which is a pain in the bum. So I know that Holly was there earlier on in the show, but she's had to go away to do something. She may call back. We do have another one there. Right, we're going to take that break then. Stay with me, 480, because I know people are having problems calling in there this evening.
Thank you.
I don't know whether you all like that one or not. Mike and the Mechanics, Silent Running was that one. We'll probably throw a couple more tracks in just later if we have time. But the Cork you had risen. And, you know, it's nice to see Holly's back in there now. We'll take Valerie, first of all, and then we'll take Holly because she was on line two. Okay, and we have an 8480 there with us as well. It's on screen in just a moment. Okie dokie. Let's bring Kimberly back in then.
Hello.
There she is, look. There she is. Valerie.
Hi. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how's it going today?
Pretty good. I wanted to see what you see coming up between now and the end of the year.
Okay. Let's see. Alrighty, I got a few things here. I got Moving Forward, A Big Push, Shifting, and like you're clearing out a lot of stuff
okay. Right
now.
Mm-hmm.
For that's moving towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And something about big plans. Plans.
Do they see work coming in before the year's out?
Yes. It almost feels like you're clearing a lot of stuff out. I mean, to have that drop down into play.
Yes, I am clearing things out. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, because that's
okay.
Like a big hurdle. It feels like it's just getting rid of a lot of things, and then that's made its way for a big push for that new job opportunity.
Okay. Now, I have someone that's supposed to be moving out. Do you see them moving out this month?
Okay, say that again.
I have someone that's supposed to be moving out.
Okay.
And when do you see that happening this month, September?
Out. I do, but it seems like they're kind of like going to drag their feet almost.
Mm-hmm.
I see a yes for moving, but it seems like they're going to kind of drag their feet.
Mm. For how long? Because, you know, I'm ready for this big change.
By the end of this month into the first week of next.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like they're just kind of dragging their feet probably until it gets closer to it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like they're kind of procrastinating on kind of packing up or getting stuff rolling to move.
Oh, okay. All right. So that'll be a good thing. And then do you see, well, I'm pretty sure there's probably no relationship coming anytime soon.
All right. Hang on one sec. Relationships. All right, this is what they said. Relationship after the shifting or the clearing out has passed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And my other question is, with the work, what month do you seem to be working in? Because last time we spoke, it was supposed to have been the end of August, but I can understand why it didn't happen then. So maybe just got pushed out a little bit longer.
I'm sure with that shift coming on into it, because everything is like our futures are always shifting and moving depending on our
we
act,
yeah,
and stuff. But I think after this shift and clearing out, it feels like it's pretty close. I mean, it's everything is like lined up. They're all lined up,
okay.
Just ready to fall into place.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah, because I'm trying to find somebody that's reasonably priced to help me with some home renovations. Do you see that?
Okay.
Because everybody wants a fortune, and I don't have a fortune to give them.
Yeah, I can understand that one. Let's see. All right, they gave me kind of two different options here. One was yes, to find someone that you can kind of like do payments, kind of.
Okay.
Like a payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you, they said a loan.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do a loan. Definitely.
Yeah, that one was kind of, they said no, may need a loan, and then they said yes to find, possibly find somebody that does payment, that takes payments.
Okay.
So like a payment plan.
Yeah, and that probably won't be like to the, maybe around the first of the year or in the middle of next year.
Mm-hmm.
If we're getting, okay. Okay. And that job situation that you see coming, is it part time in my field, and is it permanent?
Mm-hmm. It says part time, and yes, it's like part time during the week, but it's a full time job. And yes, it's in the field, in your field.
So it's full-time during the week or part-time?
It's going to be not like every day. It's like a, but it's going to be like a full-time thing. Like you go to it, I don't know, like a couple days a week and then work up into full-time.
Okay. And you see that coming up in October, you said?
Possibly. It feels pretty close and coming up, like October, November time frame. But it seems
uh-huh.
close. It's like right there. It's just
is
waiting
it
for them to
uh-huh.
all fall into place.
Is there something more I need to do, or will I be contacted? I mean, I don't know how I would, you know, make the connection other than what I've already done.
Mm-hmm. It feels like it's almost waiting for like the right time just to fall in.
Okay.
Because sometimes
okay.
it won't fall into place until the energy feels like, okay, right now we're going to drop it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's like instantly, and sometimes it takes a while for it to say,
right.
oh, okay, maybe now we'll give it to her type thing. And those are more the most frustrating ones.
Yeah. And is it, can I drive to the job like 20 minutes or 30 minutes, or is it further out than that?
Mm. Feels about like the 20-minute frame, maybe a little bit more, depending on traffic.
Mhm. Okay. And it'll be a good fit and long-lasting, and that's my last question.
Yes.
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 Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Kimberly, and thank you, Ken. I appreciate the reading. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Celebrate.
Yes.
Hillary, stay with me for a moment, because I have a list
sure.
that was coming for you. Why would
okay.
spirit be going on about broken ornaments?
Ornaments?
Yeah, broken ornaments.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, do you know anything that you've got people living with you at the moment, yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. You've had no broken ornaments or property that belongs to you broken?
No.
No? Not by these people. Okay. Look out for that, because they're talking about broken ornaments. And they were giving me the names Sarah and Rose. Can you take any of those names?
Not at the moment, but I'll hang on to it.
Right. Sarah and Rose. But what it did sound like as well, Valerie, was like a double barrel name, like Sarah Rose, but I'm not sure whether it's Sarah and Rose or whether it's Sarah Rose, yeah?
Okay. I'll keep an eye out, Ken, for that.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly will.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you,
Valerie. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, okay. Broken ornaments is all they were giving me there. And I thought, well, I have to give it. You know, you give what you get. And then those two names come in there as well. But it did sound like a double barrel name. And I know people have those in the States more than they do in most countries. You know, the double barrel thing, yeah. It's like it would be pronounced as one name sort of thing, yeah. We don't do that a lot here. I know Irish people do that a lot as well, don't they? You know, that double barrel thing. I worked with a girl she used to say, my name's not Anne, it's Anne Marie. And you had to pronounce the whole thing. You'd never call her Anne, and you'd never call her Marie. That's it. Anne Marie. Anne Marie. And if you were calling her, it'd be Anne Marie. And they'd say, never split the names up. She'd go furious. There you go. Okay. She was a good chef, actually. Yeah. Very good chef. I don't know what happened. I don't know where she went. Whether she moved on somewhere else or whether she packed it all up, I don't know. Right then. We're going back to Holly before we go to Keisha.
Hello?
Hi. Hi, how are
Hi.
You? Do you need a question or you want to see what you pick up on?
Okay, what's your name? Sorry, I didn't hear
Holly.
That.
Okay, I'm Holly from Seattle.
All right, you can do a question or first and we can see what else we can pick up as we go along.
Okay. Okay, let me see. I don't know. We could see if there's any time frame on moving.
On moving?
Yeah.
Is that tied in with, like, a newer job or a different job?
Yeah, because I live where I work, so yeah.
Because they said combo, and it was like, what? That's where it tied in.
Yep. Or should I stay put, you know? That's the...
Okay. For some reason, they want you to stay put for right now.
Okay.
Like, you're not quite finished there yet for some reason. Like, you have some stuff to finish there.
Mm-hmm. And I hired a painter to paint the empty apartments.
Okay.
What do you see about him? His first name starts with a J.
Oh,
I know, I can't
sounds
even
like
say it without
a little frustration.
A little crush.
Okay, let's see. That might be why you have to stay.
That's what I was thinking.
I get a yes.
Like on what, dating? Or
yes. And I think that's probably why they told you to stay where you're at now. Is that you're supposed to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
I get a yes, a really strong yes. I asked if it could wind up as a relationship, and I got a big yes.
Wow.
On J. Are you the manager there?
Yes.
Okay, it's is that a bigger building or kind of like a smaller one?
Yes. Yeah, we have different size buildings.
Okay, because it feels like it's not just that one you manage. It feels like there's more to it, like more buildings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seven or eight buildings.
Oh, geez.
All different sizes.
Okay. That's where I was getting that. What? There was like a big, it was kind of getting bigger and bigger, and it's like, okay, well, can't count that high right now, but okay, there's eight. I don't know, let me talk. Nope. Can I go? Is that all you have for me? It could possibly grow too. I see some growth somewhere.
On the property or?
It just kind of looked like a tree kind of growing, like a rapid tree growing up. Like something like growth or something.
There's tons of trees all around us. Tons of really tall trees. It's like Seattle, all the trees. They're all around
okay.
the property.
Okay, I've never been to Seattle.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Okay, yeah, it just seems like there's growth.
Okay.
Like there's going to be more growth coming forward. Mm-hmm. But that's all they're going to give me today. Come on. Want some more? Nope. But yeah, they want you to stay there. It's probably for so you can meet Jay. But I feel like it's going to move up to like a relationship.
Long term or?
Let's see. That might be where that growth comes in.
Yeah.
I get a yes for that's where that growth comes in, like it's growing into a relationship type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good, but that
mm-hmm.
can always change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but right now it feels pretty solid like a tree. That's probably where my tree came in.
Okay. And is my female boss going to be nicer? Because she can be quite rude. That's why I want to leave sometimes.
I feel the more you work with her, the more she will open up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I got her at arm's length. I'm not wild about her at all.
Yeah, but it feels like more you guys work together, more it will open up.
Okay.
It won't be so...
Uptight,
yes.
Okay. I think he has two more callers, so I don't want to hog the time. He'll come on if it's busy. Let's see if he comes on.
No.
Huh?
It's just Keisha. Keisha's there at the moment waiting patiently. Holly, before you disappear, what does the word particular mean to you?
Can you say it slower? I didn't really hear it.
Yeah, what does the word particular mean to you?
Do you know what word he's saying? I don't know what he's saying.
I can't hear it.
Can you spell
yeah,
it?
Particular.
Particular?
Yeah, particular.
I just don't know what the word is. Is there another word for that word?
Right, like I'm going to try and explain it, right? Okay.
Yeah.
The particular is the Irish flag, yeah?
Huh. Anything else?
Yeah. Yeah. You have connections with Ireland.
Do I have connections with who?
Do you have connections with Ireland?
Did you hear the word?
You have
with
connection
Oregon?
With Ireland?
I understand my accent now.
An island, yes. I have a connection with an island. Yes. Is that what you're saying? An island
no.
of... A...
No,
yeah.
With the Irish people, yeah?
Oh, Irish. Oh, my goodness, yes. Holly McCauley. Yes. I'm Irish,
McCauley.
Yes.
Right, because what they're bringing very strongly around you, Holly, was the Irish particular, the Irish flag is particular for particular, yeah?
Uh-huh. Oh.
Because it has three colours to it, obviously. It's particular, yeah? And,
oh.
But, they're saying that you should bring your loyalties home, if you understand that meaning. Bring your loyalties home, yeah?
So what does that mean? Like, loyalty to this new guy?
I think it means going to Ireland. Going back to Ireland, yeah?
Oh, I would love to go to Ireland.
They're talking about bringing your loyalties home, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, because my new guy, he's from the island of Guam, and then, yes, I'm Irish, so I'm not sure which island. I would imagine they're speaking, is Ireland, yeah, and I lived on Guam as well.
That would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wonderful. But, you know, it's like, yeah, taking your loyalties home, it's like, okay, go back to the land of your ancestors, sort of thing. Might not be the land of your birth, but it's the land of your ancestors. And, you know, it's that.
Yeah.
That feeling,
I would love to travel
that there. It's like, I'm home. Is really what they're saying, from home, yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's beautiful.
So you know, to say, the next time you take a plane, look where you're going.
Yeah.
Because it could be across the Irish Sea, yeah.
Oh, I would love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay then. Right.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've taken your reading away, haven't I? Did you finish, Kimberly?
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank
you,
girl.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Pop Holly back there to listen to the rest of the show then. All right. But, yeah, I thought, okay, they give me one word to work with, and that's it. And I think, come on, guys, you know, give me some more. What is this? And I thought, okay, tricular. All I was seeing was the Irish flag, yeah, and I was seeing the tricular, and I thought, come on, you've got to give me more than this, you know. And Spirit does this to us all the time, ladies and gents. They're laughing at you because they're very light-hearted. Spirits are very light-hearted, and you'll find Irish spirits are even more light-hearted, yeah? And so, because if you've got any Irish relatives up there, oh, believe me, you don't want to go there, because jovial ain't the word, yeah? They'll take the... well... They're still taking the P like they took when they were here, yeah? oh, great. Okay. Right, Keisha.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. I applied for a job, and I was wondering, do you see them calling me back for it? Or approving me for it.
Okay, let me see. Alright. I do see getting approval for it.
Oh, really? But?
see. It seems like there's like a lot of people applied to it. I don't know if they'll probably give you a call back and have you might possibly have to go back in and talk to them.
Okay. But will I be, do you see me actually getting in and going to training?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Really?
Yes,
you
I got a really good test.
Even though I have a sketchy, how you say that, work history.
I think they're going to give you a chance to prove yourself.
Really?
It feels like they're like a company that are more willing to help people.
Yeah, you see, I apparently so, if they're going to help me out, because I definitely don't have, I mean, I have it, they're saying no experience, but they do want to see you have some type of reference, and I have nothing to give them. So, you know what
okay.
I'm saying? So it's like, you're just going to have to trust me on this, folks. So, but how long do you think I'm going to stay with this company? At least a year and a half?
It's going to be close to that.
Okay.
It might be a little bit shorter. It might be longer.
Will they be okay with that if I kind of broke the contract?
Probably not.
I know.
They gave me a no for breaking contract.
Yeah, I'm not going to break it. Because I have to, I wonder, is there a reason why, can you feel a reason why I would leave before the end of the contract?
Let's see. Okay, the only thing that I've seen if you did have to break contracts was to take care of a family member.
Oh, really? Who gonna get sick on me?
I don't know.
Is it both the parents or just one? Because that's the only people. They can't hold out for a year and a half before working. That sounds so horrible, doesn't it?
But that would be the only thing. It would be like take care of a family member was the main thing on why you would have to break contract to go home and look after them.
Yeah. So is it both of them, just one of them? I'm going to have to hire somebody. Let me get my money together. I might have to hire somebody to finish out the contract.
It could be for like a short while for both of them. Then it kind of goes down to one.
Oh, really? Well,
or just help for a little bit.
What's wrong with my sister? What's wrong with my sister and brother? Why they can't do it?
Feels like the responsible one.
Oh no, they're the responsible ones. Never mind. I'm about to open up a can of beans here. Or a can of worms, whatever one you want to pick. Oh wow. So. Okay. All right. So will I be able? At that point, will I be able to? Oh my God! But I don't want to go back home. I really wouldn't want to though. How about my kids? None of my kids don't want to go back and help out at the house.
I gotta know.
Well, Yeah. Okay. All right. So, so do you see me starting up a business then at that point? I don't know.
I get a yes, but it's going to be like a big process. It seems like it goes slowly, like a really slow, and then it kind of gradually gets moving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's going to be like a really long process. It feels like
a drawn out process.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's all I guess. You see anything else from me? I guess that's all the question I had.
I don't see anything else right now. But
okay.
It's just, it feels really good for that job. I mean, it really does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, it's all good. I just wanted to be there for the whole, at least until I finished out the contract, at least. I guess I had to save money up and just in case I break it. All right. Thank you so much. You have a great day, ma'am.
Yep, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take the picture.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, stay with me for a minute because I got a little bit there. Keisha, what is it with you and the camera?
You said what?
What is it with you and the camera?
I be on YouTube, but I was also going to start this little business up, and I was going to take pictures of my stuff and put it and start building a website to sell these pictures on. So,
okay.
But I was like, thinking I need another camera, but this might be okay. The picture phone might be okay. I don't know.
Right. They're talking about Movie Maker. Is that you, Movie Maker?
Say that again?
You make movies. Do you make movies? Movies, films?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, they want me to make a movie.
They want you to make a movie, yeah. It's going to take some real hard work, but they want you to make a movie, yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Because you've got a talent for this, yeah?
I have the words for it, but not the actual picture. And I don't even know how to do the production and how to do that, how to cut and snip and, you know, make all the special effects. But I guess I go on YouTube and look up
the editing thing, yeah. Okay. You can always get somebody else to do that for you, you know. But there are programs that will do that for you on the internet anyway, automatically, yeah?
What's the name? What program you were talking about?
There are programs that will do the editing for you, yeah?
The last program.
Yeah, you can buy software, what they call software. You've got software programs that will do the editing for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna ask around, see which one is better, and I'll try it on my computer and see how it works. I'll try it.
Yeah.
But they're expensive though, huh?
Give it a go. What have you got to lose?
Yeah, right. Nothing at all.
I think that you could even make money out of this, yeah?
I hope so. Money off of something. All right. I'll try it out. Yeah. Thank you for the idea. I really appreciate it. All right.
They don't bring those things to me very often, Keisha. You know? So,
okay.
When they said move my character, I thought, okay, I've got to ask. You know, if you've got a camera, first of all, because you need one, Yeah, you can't make a movie without one, you know? So I have to ask whether you've got a camera. Okay, thanks, Keisha. Oh, bless. Okay. It's kind of come together there because it's like, okay, if she hasn't got a camera, then this message is not good. Okay. There's somebody that wants to make a movie and they haven't got a camera yet, you know, is thinking, because that happened. That has happened before. I've done something for. I haven't got a camera yet, but I want to make movies, but I haven't got a camera yet. Okay, you know, because you're asking a question like, have you got a camera? And you're thinking, oh, this can't possibly be for you. It must be for the next person, like that type of thing, you know? And then, oh, I haven't got a camera at the moment, but I want one. I just can't afford to buy the camera that I want to do the thing that I want to do. And I thought, okay then. So, you know, spirit always knows. They always know, and they always know that they've got it right. It's the reader very often that gets it wrong. Yeah? But the spirit, they know that they've got it right. So when they give you a message to give, you've got to tell it as it is. Because if you let go of it, it's like, oh, you failed. They haven't. You failed. Yeah? So, you know, oh, you failed to give our message properly. And then you get a slap on the back of the head then, especially if it's your own relative. You know, you didn't tell that properly. Go on, get back in there. Go on. Yeah. I've got a lot of Irish relatives upstairs as well. Go on, get back in there. You ain't doing it properly. Go on. Away with you. Now then, we've got 35 minutes on the clock. And we need some more lovely callers. So where are you this evening? 35 minutes. If you want a reading now, with Kimberly or myself, giving me some work to do tonight. I don't know why, but it's quiet night. They say when I don't have too many callers to contend with, they give me some work to do. And usually it's just pushing the buttons and knobs, you know, and they don't give me much to do these days because I kind of rely on my other readers to do it for me. If spirit does give me things, then I do try to pass them on. What we'll do then, we'll take a little music break, because it usually does the trick, doesn't it? And see what happens next. So, see what we've got in, because we haven't got a lot really in the way of music at the moment that we haven't used already or before. Okay, maybe I think what we'll probably do is this is always a nice little piece of music here.
Some say love.
Well, it didn't work. Everybody's deserted me. All that were in the cloak here have all gone out. Kimberly's still here. 30 minutes on the clock. If we get a caller, we'll carry on. If we don't, then we'll probably finish off early. In that sort of night. We've had an amazing show, thoroughly enjoyed it, and they've given me a little bit of work to do there this evening. If you want me to carry on working, then you're going to have to ask Spirit, let Ken work, yeah. Because when I ask, they don't listen to me, I'd love to be able to do more, I would, but they don't give me much these days. So, I think what we're going to do, Kimberly, it's not looking as though we're going to get anybody else. And just as we finish, we'll probably all pile in there. But I think we're going to shut shop because it's looking like for the last 10 minutes or so, nobody's called. So, Kimberly, I'm going to shut up early. That's okay with you, yeah?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Right then, until next time then, ladies and gents, where Kimberly meets us again next Sunday evening. I'm going to shut up shop here for the evening and leave you with a little something. I don't know what yet.
Symbols on her fingers entering through the door. Ruby glistening from her navel, shimmering around the floor. Bells a beat go ting-a-ling-a-linging, going through my head. Sweat is falling just like a teardrop's running from her head. Now she's dancing, going through the movement, swaying to and fro.
body moving, bringing back a memory, thoughts of long ago. Blood is rushing, temperature is rising, sweating from my brow. Like a snake, her body fascinates me, I can't look away now. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Now she's moving all around the table, luring all inside. But I know that she cannot see me, hidden by the light. Closer, closer, she's getting nearer, soon she'll be in reach. As I enter into a spotlight, she stands lost for speech. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, give me time to breathe. Stop, stop, stop all the dancing, or I'll have to leave. Happens every week. Heavy hand upon my collar.